Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here in my office sitting with Gabe, who just launched an exciting new capability on Azure, a new scenario, a new feature called AKS. This is a managed Kubernetes offering on Azure. It takes care of updates. It takes care of scaling. It takes care of a lot of really cool stuff. It spins them up really, really fast, and we pay for the control plane. So you actually don't have to pay for anything except for the nodes that you're spinning up for your workload. But instead of me talking about it, why don't we have Gabe here in this office show you a little bit of what this looks like, talk a little bit about it, and show you a demo. So Gabe, over to you.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Excited to be here. Excited to talk about AKS, new managed Kubernetes service from the Azure Containers team. So, you know, the thing about Kubernetes is that it's really great to take over the world by storm with containers, but it's not really the easiest thing in the world to operate, especially in production. It's also going to be a little tricky to get up and running with it. So, those are really the two things that we focused on. We're making a Kubernetes experience that was easy to stand up, easy to use, but also easy to operate over the long term. So, I want to show you a little bit about what that looks like. So, let's go ahead and dive right into a demo. So here you can see, I'm gonna go ahead and use the Azure CLI to list the AKS clusters that I've got running. And you can see we have a cluster deployed right now into East US running version 1.77 of Kubernetes. Now, spinning up a cluster takes about somewhere between 4 to 5 minutes or so. I'm actually pretty quick to get up and running. Now, once you have the cluster, what you can do is AZ AKS install CLI. And what that's going to do is it's going to go ahead and download the kubectl command line client. You may or may not have this client on your machine, but if you don't, this is a really easy way to get it. And the last thing you need to do to just get up and running is azaks get credentials. And if we specify the name of my cluster, which is my GabberTV handle, and the name of the resource group, which is AKS, what's going to happen is we're going to go up to the cloud, and we're going to pull down the kubeconfig credentials. Now I can use my kubectl command to get the nodes and take a look at my cluster, which has been up and running for a little while. Now we can see we've got three nodes of AKS running version 1.7.7. This cluster is good to go. We can deploy workloads. We can get what we need going here. It was really easy, just three steps to get going. So what'd you think? Pretty impressive, huh?
All right, you ready?
All right, cool. So the next thing I want to show is, I think the thing that I'm most proud of, which is the upgrade and maintenance of the cluster. So I mentioned before, we wanted to make this easy to use, which we've done, but we also want to make this easy to operate. So what I have now is a new environment, and I'm going to show that we're running 1.7.7, but what if I want to modify the version of this? I can do an azaks get versions on my GabberTV environment. And we can see here what versions are available. Whoops, let me output that to table. And we can see here that though we're running on 1.7.7, the master and the agent pools have different versions available for me to upgrade to. So I can upgrade to the latest in this case, which is version 1.8.2. So let's go ahead and do that. It's going to be very simple. AZAKS upgrade, name of my cluster, name of my resource group, and specify the target Kubernetes version. Let's go all the way up to the latest, which is 1.8.2. So we'll go ahead and do that. Now, for the moment, we do take a very, very momentary outage. This is something that's only in the preview. We're going to be exposing a very zero downtime upgrade going forwards. But I'll say yes. And this can take a little bit. So while we're waiting for this, one thing I want to show you is one of the most common questions we get is why is this service and how is this service different than ACS, right? What's the difference between ACS and AKS? Well, I think the most important thing to consider is that AKS is a hosted service. So if we take a look at the terminal here, we can see at the top we have an ACS cluster. And this ACS cluster includes three master nodes for highly available configuration. Now, these masters are servers that you have to worry about, right? You gotta patch them, you gotta monitor them, you gotta care and feed for them. You also have to pay for them. And if you take a look at the bottom down here, you can see an AKS cluster with three nodes. And these nodes are actually, just the Kubernetes that you want, right? That's running your workloads. It's really just the value that you're getting out of the service, right? So it's really great with AKS that we don't actually have to, bother with, a lot of that, master infrastructure, and that control plane is hosted for customers. Now, what you also notice is that the upgrade is actually running through here, and we can take a look at this first node, and you can see that this node is now ready, running version 1.8.2, which is what we asked the cluster to upgrade to. And the second node here is now not ready. This node is currently falling out of the cluster. We're actually draining carefully all the workloads off the cluster, rescheduling them onto the other nodes in the cluster, and making sure that we can do the upgrade, but do it in a way that doesn't have any downtime. So, with AKS, we're really proud of this, that, we have this automated upgrade capability. The control plane is self-healing. Everything is really easy to use, really get up and running, really easy to operate. And most of all, you don't have to pay for those masters. So makes it a lot cheaper for you. So really excited about the service. And Corey, great to be here with you, I must say. And thanks for having me on Tuesdays with Corey.
Thanks, Gabe. That was really fantastic, and especially because I could see it here in person. And thank you so much for enjoying this wonderful Tuesdays with Corey. We've got many more things coming, lots of demos that I'm going to show you here in the coming weeks. So stay tuned. Questions, comments, feedback, ideas, hit me up at #AzureTWC. And with that, have a wonderful Tuesday, and goodbye. See that? Almost forgot.
Good.
Almost forgot. All right. It's been so long. Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I am here today sitting in my office with Gabe Monroe, and we are here to talk about the recent relaunch. Okay, we're going to start this over again.